Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And how to buy the book at ageofthecustomer.com. This is Jim Blasingame. Thanks for listening.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
That's me, Mr. Humble. That's what they call me around here, and justly, rightfully so. 34 after the hour, thanks for hanging out with me. Very excited about our good friend Sarah Heiner joining us again. Sarah's back. I know I'm excited too. She's the daughter of the founder of Bottom Line. She's been working at that company now since she was a little baby, but she's now the president and CEO. She's run the place. She's the queen bee over at Bottom Line Publications, and they've got the outstanding periodical, the Bottom Line Personal, their annual yearbooks, the Bottom Line Yearbook, and there's one on health breakthroughs. I don't know, what are the other ones here? Amazing books. I encourage you to check them out. She's our good friend, Sarah Heiner. Welcome back.
Well, thanks for having me.
It's good to have you back. I love my annuals.
Hey, the yearbook, we've been publishing that for over 20 years. Every year, the most important information they need to know.
It's beautiful, folks. It's a beautiful book. You'll love it. All right, Sarah, I want to talk about, folks, when Sarah joins us, we get into their periodical, the Bottom Line Personal, that comes out and a couple times a month, right?
Twice a month.
So I want to talk about the bank charges. Can we do that first?
We can.
Do nothing bank charges. Tell us about that.
So, you know, you think about it, you get charged by banks if you do something, right?
Yeah.
If you loan, you know, you take out money or something like that.
Right.
Or if
yep.
you write a check. No, there are banks. If you have an account, a savings account, and you just put it in the bank and leave it sitting there so that the bank has the use of your money, mm-hmm. there are banks that are charging you for doing
yeah,
nothing.
Yeah, it's called zero interest, right?
No, not zero interest.
Negative interest. It's called negative interest. Is that what that
they
is?
They are charging. They're charging yeah. you fees. It's kind of like the airlines charging you, you know, to take a suitcase on board, right?
Or for oxygen, right?
Right, exactly. So the banks are charging inactivity or dormant account fees of anywhere from $5 to $15 a month. A month. That's
yeah.
almost $100 a year for giving them the money and letting it sit there. Crazy.
Well, this is something that's writ large is called, I believe, what would be called negative interest rates, because the interest rates are so low.
So low, right.
And the banks have to... If you give them your money, it's a liability to them, right?
Well, because which is crazy because the basic premise of the bank is that you give them money, the old savings and loan model.
Right, and they
loan
it out.
You give them money, they loan it out to somebody else. They make
right.
money on the interest of the loan.
Right.
And that was the original premise. So now,
but out here on Main Street,
money,
there's not that many loans happening. Small banks, for example, aren't making as many business loans as they used to have, and so the money that they're keeping for you, they're basically charging you warehouse fees.
They are, and in fact, they can. Worst of them, some banks will freeze your account for inactivity. So there are
wow.
things that you can do to protect
right.
yourself.
What, like what?
Well, one thing you can do is check on different banks, right? Double check when you
right.
open up an account, or double check your accounts to see if they even have any fees like this. And be sure that you're not there. If, in fact, they do have fees and you really don't want to leave the account, like my mother-in-law is at this credit union that she refuses to leave. She's been in it for, you know, since she started working, and she's
right.
going to be there forever, even if it means she has to drive across town. But you can do things like set up just some small recurring transaction where you transfer $5
right.
out of your account into another account, or you make a deposit.
Well, make a deposit in there and have
and
a regular payment being made out of it.
Right. It could, you know, $10 a month, like whatever it is.
Or your utility
something
bill.
That has activity.
Put mm-hmm. some money in there and have your utility bill drafted out of it or something.
Right. Some little thing. Now, to me, the other question is, why do you have that little account sitting dormant? And if you have other accounts someplace else, move your money. I mean, but why do I want to?
But are they going to charge you if it's just inactive, or do they charge you just to hold your money? Haven't they got to the point where they're just charging you to hold your money?
Well, if you have an account and you're doing nothing with it. You know, some people opened up accounts and they forgot mm-hmm. they did it. A number mm-hmm. of years ago, my husband and I, we'd had, you know, when we were young, we'd opened up a Fidelity account, and then they opened up a Schwab account. We had stuff all over the place, right?
Yeah.
And I said, this is crazy. We've got to take all of our little,
consolidate,
you know, pieces and put them in one place, because one day one of us isn't going to show up. The bus is going to have hit us, and we're going to go. We're going to have no
idea.
There's
no telling how much money is, how many billions of dollars are laying right. around in those kinds of accounts across the country, is there?
Right. And I'm not talking a lot. Like, when you went to college, did you close your checking account?
Mm-hmm.
that mm-hmm. you opened up? I remember I opened up an account up by my school, which I left there, and I haven't been back since. I mean, just to visit, but in terms of, do I have still my checking account open? I have no idea.
It could be 39 cents in that checking account.
There could
probably,
be. Gosh, I
probably
hope they
gone
have
now because of the fees.
Me.
So, folks, right. check it out. Pay attention, and if you were subscribed to the Bottom Line Personal, you'd know all this stuff already. 22, right back with Sarah Heiner. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.